This is your tech news briefing for Monday, October 19th. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Today kicks off the first day of our annual Tech Live conference, where we bring together some of the major players in the tech space and hear how they've been thinking about and shaping the news that we tell you about on this show every day. This week, we'll be sharing some of those conversations with you in this feed. And we're beginning today with a preview from our global tech editor, Jason Dean. He'll tell us what to expect and what to listen for. That's after these headlines. Major tech CEOs have another virtual appearance before Congress coming up. The CEOs of Facebook, Twitter, and Google parent Alphabet will appear before the Senate Commerce Committee on October 28th. The Republican-led committee will question them about their policies for moderating content on their platforms. The committee's been looking into reviewing Section 230, a part of the Communications Decency Act that protects social media companies from liability for users' posts. Republicans say the companies have used the law to censor conservative opinions. The companies say they make content decisions without regard to political viewpoint. We've got results from last week's Amazon Prime Day sales event. Amazon didn't disclose the detailed financial figures for the event, but the company said third-party businesses sold more than $3.5 billion worth of goods, a nearly 60% increase from last year. And data from the research firm Edison Trends showed that overall spending on Amazon's site in the U.S. increased by 36% compared with last year's Prime Day. The event kicked off an end-of-year shopping season that's expected to be dominated by online shopping. And tech companies are set to end the year with their greatest share of the stock market ever, even topping their peak in the dot-com era. Tech companies broadly now make up nearly 40% of the S&P 500. Apple alone accounts for more than 7% of the index. Tech stocks have been rising rapidly this year, and there's been some concern that they might meet the same fate as those from the dot-com bust. Here's our reporter Amrith Ramkumar with more.
Some people are worried because these stocks have risen remarkably quickly, especially recently. But at the same time, others say that their rapid earnings growth justify the gains. Technology stocks are set to account for about 37% of S&P 500 earnings this year, and these companies have the cash to reinvest in their businesses and fuel their growth. On the other hand, we've seen this movie end badly before, late in the 1990s, when these companies didn't have as much earnings, large tech companies tumbled, before the financial crisis, banks had risen very rapidly and gained a big share of the market, and they fell, and in 2008, the same thing happened with energy stocks. But a lot of analysts say that with interest rates near zero, and again, most of the economy and most sectors struggling, these tech companies are still in good position moving forward. It'll be really interesting to watch what happens in the next several weeks, especially around the election, because some investors are worried that heightened regulation or more calls for Congress to break up big tech companies could add pressure to some of these stocks.
All right, after the break, what's on tap at this year's annual Tech Live conference? That's next. The Wall Street Journal's Tech Live conference begins today. It's an event where we sit down with some of the most influential people in and around tech to discuss, debate, and in some cases, make the year's biggest tech headlines. This year, we'll be hearing from movers and shakers like Eric Schmidt, the former CEO of Google, Melinda Gates of the Gates Foundation, Snap CEO Evan Spiegel, Uber's Dara Khosrowshahi, Anne Wojcicki of 23andMe, and many, many, many more. So before we kick off, we're bringing on our global tech editor, Jason Dean, to tell us what to expect. Jason, thanks for coming back on the show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So normally this is an event we hold in Laguna Beach in California, but like so much else, it's going to be a virtual conference this year. How's that going to change the event and the conversation?
It'll change it in a lot of ways. I mean, as you say, we usually have it in Laguna Beach. It's an absolutely delightful physical setting on the coast there on the beach. And there's a lot of big part of it that is really valuable is just being able to interact with the people who are there. It's a great crowd. So, you know, we have another great roster of speakers this year, a lot of good interviews and things to discuss. That hasn't changed, but obviously the way we do it is going to be very different. And we've gotten quite good. I should credit my colleagues have gotten quite good at organizing these virtual events. We've done a bunch of them this year, and they've come off very well. This one, we are including not just the speakers and the panels, but they've put a lot of work into making sure that there are virtual networking events as well, so that people can get a version of that part of the experience.
Yeah, and like we mentioned, this is a moment where our journalists get to talk to the people in the industry who make decisions about their companies that directly or indirectly impact our listeners. And I want to talk through some of the biggest themes we've seen so far this year and how your team is going to be addressing those themes in their conversations with these players. So let's start with the obvious one. The pandemic has changed everything. What are you hoping to find out about how tech is adapting and how these companies are going to be moving into the future?
I think we have a great opportunity here from some really prominent business people about how they have been managing through this. So just straight, you know, these are people who are running large organizations. And I, for one, continue to be really fascinated to hear from people who are running organizations like that about how they've been doing it in this weird situation. It's also true that the tech has, their business has been benefiting. It's obviously not true for a lot of other companies in a lot of other sectors, but it's really, this situation has rammed home how important technology is in everyone's lives and made it more important. So we'll be looking to talk to these executives about how they're managing that and the set of decisions that are somewhat new and novel that come along with it.
And of course, the pandemic has exacerbated existing tensions between China and the U.S. We've talked on the show about how tech has often gotten caught in the middle of those tensions. Who's going to be at Tech Live who can speak to this? And what questions do you have for them?
Yeah, we have a number of executives who I think have been directly affected by this. I mean, we have the CEO of Intel, and obviously the semiconductor industry has been one of the most directly affected, just to give one example. We also have a few panels that are focused on this specifically, including a debate over the question of the future roadmap for tech innovation and the U.S. versus China element of that. This issue has exploded in the past few years. This tension and the ramifications and the ripples through industry, really going to be trying to understand from these executives how it's affecting, and others, by the way, you know, we have lawyers and government officials, how this is affecting what they do and what's coming next.
And finally, we've been talking a lot this year about just how powerful these companies are. A big theme has been regulators' push to figure out how to oversee these companies. And we're actually going to be hearing from a lot of the people who are in charge of doing that, of setting up those rules.
That's right. Yeah, we will have on the first day, on Monday, what promises to be a really interesting town hall discussion with David Cicilline, Democratic representative from Rhode Island, who's been very active in the tech antitrust conversation. Also, U.S. Senator from Missouri, Republican Josh Hawley, will be part of that conversation. And then a couple of people from industry, from Microsoft and a former senior executive from Facebook, who will bring company perspective to the discussion about really the power of the tech platforms, their influence, and what, if anything, the government should be doing about that. And I expect that will be a theme that runs through a number of the sessions over the course of the 3 days.
All right. Excited to tune in. Our global tech editor, Jason Dean, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
And by the way, we'll be bringing you some of the highlights from Tech Live in this feed all week. So come back tomorrow for more. But if you want to tune in for all of the conversations, plus masterclasses and networking opportunities, you can head over to techlive.wsj.com/register now. We'll put that address in the show notes as well. We'll also have live streams and other coverage on our website, wsj.com, and on social. We're at WSJ. All right. That's it for today's tech news briefing. I'm Amanda Llewellyn for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.